Brief biographical sketch of the author. With an authentic novel gesture, the Segureño painter Antonio Casquete de Prada and Jaraquemada donated 21 paintings of his most recent production so that permanently they are exhibited to the public in one of the rooms of the beautiful Santiaguist medieval castle. The theme of these paintings is varied, from the landscape of Bajo Extremadura to the most common productions of the author related to animal issues, the old rooster, black bird, dry tree, or singing rooster, as well as others related to the famous capeas, dreaming with capeas, or la tronera, all of them oil painting on fibra pan, were created between 1992 and the year of the donation. To this collection, we must add the sketch of the poster to commemorate the capeas festivities, an oil on canvas measuring 73 by 50 centimeters made in the year 1992. All of them are of the highest quality and faithful exponents of the increasing mastery of his author, who shows a clear as well as logical thematic reiteration. This increasing mastery is in direct relation to the author's intense vocation and constant creative activity that makes him one of the most acclaimed painters from Bajo Extremadura, despite his usual civilian residence in a stylistic line that goes from Godofredo Ortega y Muñoz to himself, passing through Francisco Pedraja Muñoz. This happy reality forces us to draw a brief vital and aesthetic semblance of the artist. Born in Segura in 1932, he studied baccalaureate at the Colegio de los Escolapios de Sevilla, and once in possession of the aforementioned academic degree, he studied at the University of Seville the two first years of the degree in philosophy and letters. But his already developed vocation in painting made him abandon the alma mater to devote himself to artistic creation, after a special training in the workshop of the Sevillian painter Rafael Cantarero Meson. He complemented his pictorial formation, humanly and literary, with the help of his father, Don Antonio Casquete de Prado Hernando, and his brother Diego, as well as later with his wife Ana María Sagrera, who was also a painter. Nevertheless, he knew and knows how to combine his artistic creation with his agricultural activity. Then, combining his obligation with his creative activity, he developed and develops a large production of drawings and posters, as well as pictorial itself, who has deserved him many awards, such as his appointment as correspondent of the Royal Academy of Extremadura and of Fine Arts of Santa Isabel of Hungary of Seville, as well as various awards in different contests he has attended. I will only mention the centenary of the coronation of the Virgin Los Remedios from Fregenar de la Sierra, and an intense attendance at exhibitions in Mérida, Badajoz, Madrid, Barcelona, Córdoba, Sevilla, Salamanca, Jaén, Fregenal, and at his own village of Segura de León, with laudatory criticism in all of them. Returning to the section about his training, the influences he received cannot be forgotten. Apart from the influence of his countryman Pérez Jiménez, he also found inspiration of two Extremenian painters from the first half of the 20th century. I am referring to Eugenio El Morso and Gómez Catón, friends of his father who gave him some lessons that ended up shaping his personality and style. A personality in which his Estremanian part plays a main role and makes him the honor of being named as painter of the Bajo Extremadura landscape, as I have called him on more than one occasion, and a style without resigning to figuration, although at times has made inroads into the abstract, has an indisputable modernity in which both Impressionism and Expressionism are highly present. More, as a poet said, all this will not be enough, my son, without the heart. That is, next to the creative and successful artist, there is a good and effective Christian, man who condenses in his person the best of regional virtues, virtues in which sincerity and good doing stand out mainly. Returning to the donation that motivates these lines, I will say that it is a magnificent exponent of the stylistic and the best works of this beloved painter from Segura, and of which they should feel both the municipality and the local neighborhood very proud of the way the landscape, his most deep-rooted traditions and their sense of life are present in the works that this group of painted constitute. Therefore, I congratulate both the City Council and inhabitants of Segura for adding, thanks to the love that this master professes to the place of his lineage and birth, new values to the human, historical and monumental heritage of this beautiful villa, once the seat of an important commendation of the glorious military order of Santiago.